on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A free-for-all on a Montgomery boat dock has gone viral. A black boat captain attacked by several white men, followed by a brawl mostly along racial lines.
Video taken by eyewitnesses showed Damian Pickett, co-captain of a large riverboat, asking a group to move their pontoon so the riverboat could dock in its assigned space. They refuse and attack Pickett, wrestling him to the ground while punching and kicking him. Pickett's co-workers and others rush to his aid.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca, as of now, Montgomery officials do not see a hate crime. Just coming in, word that there apparently is a winner in the $1.5 billion-plus Mega Millions jackpot, apparently in Florida. Shark attacks do not happen much near New York City beaches, but there was one Monday night, five in all this summer, so swimmers were kept out of New York waters on Thursday. Alice Gaynor of CBS New York.
Scientists say while still extremely rare, cleaner and warmer waters could be contributing.
A lot more bony fishes close to shore than we're used to seeing. And with that come the predators that feed on them.
Monday's apparent attack, the latest in a busy season for New York beachgoers.
And now to Columbus, Ohio, where the Associated Press reports strong voter rejection of a Republican effort to make it harder to pass a state constitutional amendment. That ahead of a November vote to pass one on abortion rights. CBS's Kara Cordy is in the Ohio Capitol.
A lot of folks I spoke to at polling places just thought it kind of sounded silly to move the majority threshold to 60%. A lot of folks just said, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't think that we should be messing with our democracy that way.
Strong storms Monday left lots of cleanup to do Tuesday along the Northeast and in the Mid-Atlantic. Meantime, in the West, where it's extremely hot, a federal judge blocked Sacramento from clearing homeless encampments for at least 2 weeks. Mark Horvath is the founder of a group helping the homeless.
Sweeps do nothing to solve the homeless crisis. And in many ways, they make helping homeless people harder.
From Florida, word of an unusual discovery by an unusual tourist.
Jane Castor is Tampa's mayor and the former police chief. And during a trip to the Florida Keys while fishing, her and her family found 70 pounds of cocaine floating in the ocean. They had caught some fish and were on their way back to shore when they spotted it.
You know, my family was concerned, like, oh my gosh, what if they think it's ours? I'm like, oh, come on. So we pulled it up.
The coke's street value, $1.1 million. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Working from home by Zoom? Well, if you're working for Zoom and live within 50 miles of its offices, Zoom wants you back in the office. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dad, I don't feel good.
I'll grab the Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey.
Isn't DayQuil just for parents?
Actually, Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey is just for kids. Specially designed to treat kids' most bothersome cold symptoms quickly. With a honeylicious tasting flavor kids like.
You know what else kids like?
DayQuil Kids Honey first, then video games.
Deal.
Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey. The kids' honeylicious daytime coughing, congestion, stuffy head, stuffy nose medicine. Safe for ages 6+.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, Skill Bridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.